This next one is another one that you're going to have difficulty getting. So this is from the fifth apparition with Our Lady of Guadalupe. So the fifth apparition is when she appeared to Juan Bernardino, St. Juan Diego's uncle. I think that's his name. She appeared to him after all those apparitions to St. Juan Diego. She appeared to his uncle and healed him. So he was technically the first healing with everything having to do with Our Lady of Guadalupe. So they built a shrine, or they built a church right over where that apparition happened. Some years ago with my wife, we went, and it's in a bad neighborhood. It's hard to get to. No one knows where it is. It's not open very often. We were there praying at 3 p.m., the hour of Divine Mercy. We were there in the cemetery, and we were kind of knocking on the door, banging on the door, and I knew God was like, keep banging on the door. I was yelling in Spanish. I'm fluent in Spanish. So I was calling out to these people, we're here, we want to visit. And I think the sacristan's daughter was in a bedroom upstairs above the door. She heard us, and she kind of like opened the door, sort of like in The Wizard of Oz, you know, at the gate. And she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, we want to come in. So her dad came and opened the door and gave us this amazing tour of the church. He spoke to us for about an hour, telling us that some years ago they had done research and found that there were descendants of the people that had lived there at the time of the original apparition that had confirmed that that actually was the site where everything happened. It used to be fields of these plants, the plants that they would use the fibers to make the tilma from. So they did all this research to find, yes, this in fact was where she had appeared to heal St. Juan Diego's uncle. And then underneath the church, if you go underneath, there's like there's a grotto, for lack of a better word, where there's this spring that sacristan has said many, many healings he had seen happen through people drinking that water. I have about 4 bottles of these. So you'd have to go to Mexico City. You'd have to go to that church kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of a big neighborhood, but it feels like in the middle of nowhere to be able to get this water from Our Lady of Guadalupe, fifth apparition site. Awesome stuff.